Well, hello everyone. This is M Sweetness here. It has been a hot sec since I recorded anything, so I'm happy to ease my way back into the pool here with a lovely, very existential crisis-causing questionnaire from Before Night Falls, the White Rabbit questionnaire. I'm very excited to do this one, and I hope you're excited to listen to me put myself in existential crisis mode for a good 45 minutes, probably. This is going to be fun. For those of you who make it through this without, you know, getting bored, more power to you. I am impressed. Because I have no idea what's going to come out of my face. I've only thought about some of these questions, and then I was like, you know what? I'm going to wing it, and we'll see how this goes. So, alright, I'm just going to go ahead and get started. Should maybe try to make it a little shorter and not ramble like I normally do. Okay, number one. You are in the park when you see a white rabbit in a vest, holding a pocket watch, declaring to no one in particular his tardiness. Do you follow him? Do you continue down the rabbit hole, knowing full well where it might lead? Absolutely, I would. I'm a sucker for an adventure, especially an unplanned one. And I think it'd be fun to experience an alternate reality for a little bit, because sometimes I get tired of this one and I want to see what it's like somewhere else. Absolutely so. Without a doubt, I would follow the lovely rabbit. Two, who are you? And how do you know this? I'm me. I'm just me. How do I know that? This seems cyclical. It's a circle. I am who I am because I know who I am because I am who I am. They're very one and the same. How you know who you are and who you are almost identical. Because who you are is affected by your perception of who you are. Whether your perception is accurate or not, or accurate based upon the thoughts of other people, I mean, who you perceive yourself to be will reflect itself in who you are. So I feel like they're one and the same. I feel like they're very connected. Three. Are you simply your mind or your body or a combination of something more? I think body and mind are completely connected. They are one and the same. Who you are mentally and psychologically affects who you are physically, and who you are physically affects who you are psychologically. You think about people who are internally just tend to be miserable. And you can see it in their physical appearance. You can see it in the way they stand. You can see it in their anger and their face and how old they might look, even if they're very young. You can see it. And I think it goes the other way around, where you can look at someone's physical aspects and, like it or not, you could, whether it's accurate or not as well, you can get a perception of how they might feel on the inside. So I think mind and body are one and the same, and that's why I love yoga, is because it's a way to connect your core being with your mind. You're able to connect your body with your mind and plant yourself firmly on the ground, on the earth, and connect your body and your soul and your mind all together like that. And are we a combination of something more? See, this gets kind of religion-y, maybe, and I personally am not part of any sort of major religion. However, I find myself more in, like, a spiritual capacity, wherein there is a larger force in the universe. There's a larger... I don't think there's a face to it. It's just this... It's nothing but quantum physics. There's this larger force that I think we all are a part of, whether we choose to acknowledge it or not. There's this, that's kind of what I feel with my are we something more? But I think your mind and your body, that's kind of what I want to emphasize here, is that in my opinion, mind and body are completely, completely connected. Four, define consciousness in your own words. And how do you know you're conscious? Consciousness in my own words. I would define consciousness as one's ability to my brain goes to saying identifying, which isn't the right word. That's not the word I'm looking for. I think it's one's ability to recognize themselves. To recognize, I wouldn't even go far as to say recognize their surroundings, but I think recognize yourself. Recognizing who you are to the even any extent, whether it's accurate or not, I think, because there are multiple like levels of consciousness, and I feel like even if how you're recognizing yourself might not be entirely accurate, you're still conscious. But then you think about conscious and consciousness. Those are different things. I think I associate consciousness more with awareness, and I associate conscious with decision making. Isn't that kind of weird? I don't know. I guess that might just be my brain doing weird associations. But I would, yeah, that's how I would define consciousness. And how do I know I'm conscious? I think I know that I'm conscious in that, once again, I have a perception of myself. Yeah. Five. Is it possible to prove that other people besides yourself have consciousness? And how would you prove it? Yes, I think we can prove that other people have consciousness. I think to some extent. Obviously, there are some cases in severe medical instances wherein someone might appear to not be conscious, yet they completely are. I think we see that with a lot of some mental disabilities. We see severe mental people with severe mental disabilities who might appear to not recognize themselves, but internally they are fully functioning. And different physical disabilities. But I feel like, once again, if we want to keep up with my definition, which is like your ability to identify yourself, and whether it's, once again, whether it's accurate or not, and whether it relates to reality or not, I think, yeah. By simply asking someone, who are you? Like what this exact same questionnaire even asks. I think that's a form of asking if you're conscious. yeah. Oh, crap, I forgot the question I was on. Is it possible? Oh, that was five. So six. Does intelligence and consciousness go hand in hand? No. I think you could be conscious and not intelligent. I think, because there are a lot of people that might, once again, the different levels of consciousness, in my opinion, you might have those who are detached from reality. And see, now I'm thinking about detachment disorders. Shit. There's so many, like, nuancy things here. I could talk about this forever. Does intelligence and consciousness go hand in hand? I don't think so. Because there are a lot of conscious people who have a perception of who they are who are not intelligent in the slightest. Individuals who are conscious in their actions, who know what they're doing, but it's a selective ignorance and a selective intelligence that might impede upon. So, I do not think so. I do not think intelligence and consciousness go hand in hand. Seven, how can you be certain that other people exist and are not extensions of your consciousness? I think about this a lot more than I should. Probably the first time that I honestly, truly thought about this was after I watched A Beautiful Mind, which is about the economist John Nash, who he passed away in 2015, schizophrenia. And I won't ruin the movie for you, for those who haven't seen it, but for those of you who have, and I'll kind of give like a brief overview just so you kind of relate to what I'm talking about here. There's a lot of, especially for the first half of the movie, there is no clear line between reality and your mind. There's no clear separation between the two. And so I often wonder, is this my reality? Are there people that I know who are just in my head? I think about that probably a lot more than I should. The only reason I say no is that I have not been, clinically diagnosed with schizophrenia or any similar psychological disorder. However, I don't know. I don't know. That's on a pure medical standpoint. It makes me think, though, a lot. I actually have thought about that. I think when I first finished that movie, it made me think, wait, does everyone else see the same people I do? Like some of my friends, I'm like, wait, does that person actually exist? And then, of course, I'm reminded every day, oh, this person. So I'm like, okay, yeah. But I think about that a lot more than I think other people do. Life is so tangible to me. But is that tangibility the same for other people? I often see, this also brings up the whole, do I experience the world the same way other people do? Do other people see colors the same way I do? Do other people like feel a soft blanket and feel the same thing I do? I think about that a lot. And it makes me wonder. Okay. That was number 7. How can you be certain? Yeah, okay. 8 is, can a machine obtain consciousness? No. Right now, no. Because once again, I think you have to be aware of who you are. Have even a sense of self. And to my knowledge, keep in mind, I have no experience in that field. No technological experience. However, from what I understand, the technology and the machines are programmed to say things and respond and pick up human voice and respond in a scripted manner based on programming. So until there's a separate artificial intelligence artificial intelligence. See, that goes back to number 6, which does intelligence and consciousness go hand in hand. Damn! Ooh! Okay, wait, I'll get back to that. Excuse me. Ugh. But no, not right now anyway. Once again, like I said, I'm very ignorant about that field. But since, despite how it may seem at times, like with Siri and all that, those are programmed automatic responses. And I feel like until there's a separate self-identification that has not been programmed into computers and technology, they are not conscious. They're not in the slightest. If someone is cloned, this is number 9. if someone is cloned, are they conscious? Are they the same person or someone new? Yeah, I think someone who's cloned is conscious. Are we thinking on like a realistic level or like a sci-fi level? Because on a sci-fi level, I know that like they're clones and they look the exact same and they're completely like, aware. Well, however, in real life, I'm not sure about like on a real life, how much cloning has been successfully done. I've heard of like a lamb at one point or something, and maybe humans. I don't even know. I should do more research into that because that's really interesting stuff. I guess I've just been so distracted with life. But I think if someone is cloned successfully with no, major, no major difficulties or errors, Yeah, they are conscious because it's a separate entity. Are they the same person or someone new? I think they're someone new because their brain is different. Well, it isn't because it's the same because it's cloned. But I feel like there might be a slight variation in thought because it's not like. See, now we're getting. Is the clone. Does the brain pick up exactly where the brain of the original is? Or do you start out like an infant brain just in a human body of the cloned individual? Because if you have the exact same brain, so if you were to clone me right now, would my clone be doing the same questionnaire? If that were the case, then. I think they would be someone new in that they might have their own sense of self, even if it's identical to mine. However, if we think about a new individual, like a new person, as someone who is different, then no. Now I'm thinking in my head about this. I'm going to have to maybe come back to that later. 10. Do you make choices, or are your choices only made because of forces acting on you? Ultimately, do you have free will, or is it simply an illusion? When I make decisions, obviously, there's like, hey, am I going to marry you or not? And hey, am I going to buy apples at the store? I mean, those are completely different choices, and I feel like I have complete free will in some choices, and in others, it might be an illusion based upon, you know, social norms and cultural norms in a lot of ways. Do you make choices, or are your choices only made because of forces acting on me? But could the force acting on me be my own internal self? Because I think so. Because I think we have these forces inside our heads acting and telling us what to do. I mean, we at the end of the day, we have primal desires. You know? And are those primal desires affecting us every day? Absolutely. So I think internally, if we were to think about internal forces, I think every choice I made is due to an internal force. Because, I mean, it's primal. It's what drives us. It's what keeps us going. Is that like our internal, once again, our internal perception. If we were to think about external forces rather than internal forces, I think to some extent we act on external forces. What's provided to us. If we go back to what I said about the apples in the store, I am only provided with what the store provides. Therefore, that's an external force controlling, regulating my free will. There might be an illusion of free will within our community, our political standpoint. We might be told, hey, you can think whatever you want, but is that an illusion? See, now I'm getting like, because there are different types of forces. There's an illusion of free will. I think there are lots of illusions of free will. I think that what we experience. Damn, I feel like I need a joint right now. What we experience is affected. I'm getting ahead of myself here. I do think. I'm just going to go back to the question. Do you make choices, or are your choices only? Okay. I think a lot of our choices are regulations on free will, but they still fall in the category of free will. I think we often take in what other people think, our own external perception, rather than just how we might think of ourselves when we make decisions. So I think free will is ultimately an illusion. Sadly. 11. Do we have the right to be happy, or is it a privilege that must be earned? There's an absolute right to be happy. There's an absolute right to be happy. makes me think of Bhutan and how they have gross national happiness rather than, like, you know, your gross domestic product or something like that. I think they, of course, they have that too, but you know what I mean? They measure their society by their happiness, which I think is rare. But here's the thing. This leads me to think about those who suffer from depression, like myself. And does the right to be happy, should the right to be happy be so invasive that we medicate those to give them their right? I don't know. I think, well, right does not demand, you know, shit, what's the word I'm looking for? You don't have to comply to your rights. You don't have to, it's not a demand. Be happy, damn it! but I think you have the right to. I absolutely think every individual on this earth has the right to happiness. 12. What is the actual value of currency? So monetary currency, I'm assuming. The actual value, I think. Oh, shoot, boy. let me think. So the actual value of currency. The actual value. I think that it affects us internally. I think the actual value of currency is all in our heads because we all have these perceptions of what that currency will provide us. And I feel as though, once again, I think it's all an internal, external perception thing. I think from the beginning of time, we've associated currency with success and currency with happiness and the amount you have. The actual value, like what I believe the actual value of currency is, I think it might be self-comfort. We find comfort in it. I think that might be the actual value of currency, is our own comfort within it. See, now that's another one I'm going to be thinking about a lot. The actual, see, it's different what I think the actual value of currency is and what society might believe is the actual value of. Society's value of currency might lie in security, which is what I said. I feel like it lies in security. Self-security, yeah. But, okay, I'm going to keep going because that one's intense. Whoa. 13. Every time you wake from your bed, can you be certain you're still not in a dream? Are you grounded in the knowledge that the waking life is real and your dreams are simple fantasy? I have lots of lucid dreams. I do these weird, yeah, it's actually kind of cool. So, I've always felt like I've been able to differentiate from dream and reality, but yet, is reality a dream? Once again, is reality all in my head? Is it even there? I think about that too. Oh, Lord, this is, like I said, existential crisis time. Yay! Oh, God. Can you be certain you are not in a dream? No, I don't think you can. Because if we think about the definition of a dream, see, then it goes into what's a dream? What is a dream? I think it's your mind. Well, shit. Because if you were to define a dream as your something in your mind, and it's your brain trying to cope with your surroundings throughout those periods of regeneration at night, then it's all in your head. And if your consciousness lies in your own perception of yourself and your self-awareness, how do you know? You don't. I don't think you can. I think we just have to I don't know. I don't think you can. If I want to stay, you know, if I want to stay where I am and not alter any of my answers, then I would say, no, you can't. And then, are you grounded in the knowledge that the waking life is real and your dreams are a simple fantasy? I feel like I'm grounded in that I don't know, and I think I'm okay with not knowing. I think there are many other things that I am very, I'm not very grounded that I don't know. There's so many things that I don't know that I want to know and that I won't be grounded by, but that's one thing that I feel as though I'm grounded in my ignorance, because my own perception is satisfying. My own perception on whether my life is a dream or not is so satisfying to me that I don't feel the need to wonder if it's real or not. Because if it is or it isn't, I'm happy where I am. I think that's all that matters. 14. Are you certain of your own existence? No. Once again, that goes back, is this all in my head? Am I certain of my own existence? That was my immediate response, but let me think. Am I certain? Certain is a strong word, so. Am I certain of my own existence? No. 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 If I want to stay consistent, I'm not. And once again, I'm okay with that. Because whatever I'm in, whether it's real or not, makes me happy. No, I'm not. And last but not least, 15. Am I free? If not, how can I become free? I think I'm free in that my mind is allowed to think whatever it wants. I think I'm not free in that I'm not allowed to act upon everything. Luckily, the things that I think I'm often allowed to act upon, it's not like I'm sitting here like I'm gonna murder people. But is that my brain telling me? Is my consciousness and what I think just a reflection of my surroundings and my external world? I don't know. Because once again, it goes back to those primal sort of subconscious needs. I think I like to think that my mind is free to wander where it wants, to think what it wants. Excuse me, Lord. In a physical sense, I don't think I'm free. On a solely earthly level, I can't walk across borders. You know, I need to get permission from my government to go to different places on my planet for extended periods of time. I need to have identification with my country of origin and my tons of information about myself to travel on the planet that I was born on. That makes me sad. And I know it's a lot, I'm thinking very black and white, and I get that, because it's a lot deeper than that, and everything is a lot deeper than black and white. Nothing is solely one way or the other. But in a truly physical, earthly sense, I don't think we're free. But I think our cognitive level is about as free as we can get on this earth. All right. This was good. This was fun. I like thinking this deep. Lovely before night falls. Make more. This is great. This was a good time. Hopefully, for those of you who made it through this, congratulations. I am impressed. I'm just listening to my mind reel over things that I don't know. I hope you guys all enjoyed this, and I'm happy to be back in this lovely community. I've missed everybody. Lots of fun new usernames I'm seeing that weren't here last time, so I'm looking forward to getting to know you guys a little bit more. I hope everyone has a lovely rest of your day. Be kind to yourself. Drink water. Are you thirsty? Go drink some water. Smile. because sometimes our brains and our muscles like to get stuck. So if you haven't smiled in a while, give yourself a big deep smile, release those happy hormones, and keep going through your day. I think we all need that, especially nowadays. So, all right, guys. Have a lovely rest of your day, and I will be around.